Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City. And with us right now, a longtime friend at BEA, Lori Friedman, a prolific writer, about 20 books on the shelf right now. Her latest is called Thanksgiving Rules. And this is about her character, Percy Isaac Gifford, discovering the true recipe for a perfect Thanksgiving. Hi, Lori.
Hi. Nice to be here today.
Nice to see you again. So tell me, what is the perfect Thanksgiving for your character?
For my character, the perfect Thanksgiving is a lot of food. He is a boy who likes to eat, and Thanksgiving Rules is about his quest to get to the food.
You have written about other holidays, including Halloween. Why did you pick Thanksgiving this time around?
You know, I love celebrating holidays, and I love writing about holidays. And I picked Thanksgiving because I remember as a child loving Thanksgiving, but I can remember waking up in the morning and so many things had to happen before you actually got to the meal. You had to clean the house, you had to get dressed, you had to greet the cousins, you had to stand around while everybody chatted, and it felt to me like it took an eternity to finally get to the big event, which was eating the meal. And that always sort of stuck in my head, and I like to take things that happen in my own life and put them into books in a way that I think other kids can relate to them. So that was sort of where the idea for Thanksgiving Rules came from.
I don't mean to inject myself into your book, but Thanksgiving was always my favorite holiday. A lot of food, family, football, etc., etc. So why did it take you so long to write about my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving?
Well, I was writing about my other favorite holidays, which were Halloween and Valentine's Day.
And you did write a book about Halloween, as we mentioned. You have a book called I'm Not Afraid of This Haunted House. And you talk about a lot of family holiday traditions there, a lot of favorite holiday memories. What's the next holiday you're going to write about? Are there many left for you?
I'm running out of holidays. Help. I am writing a sequel to, I wrote a book called Love Ruby Valentine, which is obviously a Valentine's book about a little girl who wishes that every day could be Valentine's Day and sort of finds a way to make that happen. And I've just written a sequel, which is coming out in this coming Valentine's Day in 2010, about Ruby Valentine and her quest to continue to celebrate Valentine's Day in a meaningful way. So I've done Valentine's twice. I don't know. If you have any holiday suggestions, let me know. I'm running out of ideas.
Well, what are you trying to accomplish by writing about the holidays and writing about the holidays for kids?
You know, I think holidays are such a meaningful and special time, and particularly now as families are more transient, they're moving around, people are traveling for jobs, and I just love the idea of a child and a parent reading a book about a holiday and sort of increasing the specialness of that day with something warm and fun and memorable. So it gives me a really good feeling.
Well, again, the latest from Lori Friedman is Thanksgiving Rules. Is it available yet?
It is available now and a perfect holiday gift, in my opinion. So when Thanksgiving rolls around, I hope everyone will look into it.
All right, great. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.